one that really shows the golden age of postcards, which coincidentally coincides with the golden age of Kansas City. Thousands of people passed through Union Station every day. They needed a place to stay, which was the hotels downtown. They needed a place to shop, which were some of the great department stores in our history. And postcards captured so many of those sights.
It was also a way that people could say, hey, look where I am. I mean, cities were relatively new, and people that were coming in from the countryside may want people to see the theaters, the shopping, the civic life. It was sort of a way to brag about civic pride and about where you were going.
In fact, that's one of the themes of our exhibition, looking at these postcards as examples of civic pride. They're not only pride by the people who live in Kansas City, but also pieces of wonderment and amazement that visitors to Kansas City were sending back home. Kansas City at its best, at its most exciting, at its most colorful.
About postcards is that people tended to write in shorter sentences, sort of more clipped messages. Here's one, how is my boy, with love, Papa? And others that reflect a kind of change in writing style.
This has been called by some people postcardese, which means that it was almost a new way of communicating. It was abbreviated, abrupt sentences, sometimes switching from one topic to another. In fact, this was such a change from the letter writing of the Victorian era that some people called in the question that Americans were losing their ability to write clearly.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Well, it is quite familiar, and it's another reason why in some ways these types of messages really resonate today, because we can see you have a very small area in which to write a message. You're trying to get across the most important points, and you take shortcuts to do that. And they were doing this 100 years ago on the back of a penny postcard.
Okay, I want you to tell me about some of these beautiful old homes and neighborhoods.
Now you get postcards of individual homes, sometimes a person's own home, and you start getting down to the idea of pride in the sense of, look at us, we are very prosperous here.
Okay, we're talking about homes. Here we are with hotels, and there definitely are some recognizable buildings here. The Aladdin Hotel downtown, and again, that's one of these buildings that's standing there now. Now it's surrounded by other buildings in development. The Savoy, were all those rooms in the hotel?
Those were rooms. Kansas City was so dense in terms of the downtown, so people coming into town through Union Station were being funneled north to the downtown where so many hotels were located. Dozens and dozens of hotels, and large hotels at that.
City, the Cowtown.
Yes, you can tell that Cowtown was not a pejorative term at this time. People were very proud of this because, as a point of civic pride, we only had Chicago ahead of us in terms of the size of our stockyards and the amount of business that we were doing in the livestock and food production area.
So 20,000 cattle a day passed through these stockyards, I read.
And how do we know that? That's on the back of a postcard that was sold that shows the Kansas City stockyards with just dozens of pens that are just teeming with cattle. It tells you what you're looking at. This is a view of, and I quote, portion of cattle yards looking southwest from Livestock Exchange Building. That was a great source of pride to the city. It was finished in 1911. It had dozens and dozens of offices there. It had its own post office. It had its own barber shop. It was sort of a city within a city there that handled all the needs of the people doing business down at the stockyards. It's now on the National Register. It's a very important structure in the history of Kansas City.
Here we have a panel that reflects, of course, the related industry of transportation, rivers and trains.
This really started with the building of the Hannibal Bridge in 1869, which is the subject of a turn-of-the-century postcard here. But when that opened up in 1869, it basically made possible the Kansas City Stockyards. You can see Kansas City was so exquisitely located to take advantage of this new railroad bridge, to take advantage of the Missouri River, which passed by. And later on, with Union Station really becoming an even more important railroad hub for the entire central part of the United States.
Finally, I'm curious what we may have lost when we lost the art of writing postcards. Here we are in an age of email and Facebook and Twitter, as particularly for our young people, their primary mode of communication. What would you say, based on your research and putting this exhibit together, we've lost with this art of the postcard?
Well, in some ways, we may have not lost a lot in the sense of we're still sending messages, and we're still sending messages with visuals. What we have lost is anyone going to be looking at our messages 100 years from now? Obviously, on a piece of cardboard that has survived for a century, we can look back at our ancestors and get a glimpse of their life. But are we going to be leaving that same type of message to later generations?